2 Minute Silence was an Australian lost film that carries both historical and cultural significance, though it has faded into obscurity over the decades. Directed by Paulette McDonough and released in 1933, the film was an ambitious attempt at a war drama from a nation whose cinema industry was still finding its identity. The McDonough sisters, Isabel, Paulette, and Phyllis, were among the most notable female filmmakers of early Australian cinema, with Paulette serving as director, Phyllis handling production, and Isabel, under the stage name Marie Lorraine, taking on acting roles. Their independent film company was rare in that it was both female-led and determined to create works with distinctly Australian voices, even as Hollywood productions dominated local theaters. This is Land of the Lost, 2 Minute Silence. The story of 2 Minute Silence was adapted from a play by Les Halen, a future Australian politician and writer. Set in the aftermath of World War I, the film explored themes of grief, loss, and remembrance, reflecting on how the conflict had left deep scars on both individuals and society at large. The title itself refers to the practice of observing 2 minutes of silence in memory of the war dead, an act that was deeply resonant in the early 1930s, when the trauma of the Great War was still fresh in public consciousness. The production attempted to weave a dramatic narrative around ordinary people struggling to cope with the lingering effects of war, blending personal stories with broader reflections on sacrifice and patriotism. Paulette McDonough's direction was noted for its sensitivity and ambition, but the film faced an uphill battle. Australia's film industry at the time lacked the infrastructure and financial support necessary to compete with the dominance of imported films from Hollywood and Britain. Distribution was a constant challenge, and even promising local productions often struggled to reach wider audiences. 2 Minute Silence, while admired by some critics for its sincerity and topical subject matter, did not achieve commercial success. This struggle was compounded by the onset of the Great Depression, which reduced cinema attendance and made it even harder for independent productions to survive. Over time, the film disappeared from circulation, like so many early Australian works. With limited prints made and little emphasis on preservation, it eventually fell into the category of lost films. Today, no known copies are believed to exist, leaving behind only production notes, reviews, and promotional material as evidence of its existence. The loss of 2 Minute Silence is not only a gap in Paulette McDonough's directorial legacy, but also in the broader tapestry of Australian film history, where so many early efforts have been erased through neglect and the fragility of nitrate film stock. Despite its absence, the film holds symbolic value. It represents the determination of the McDonough sisters to create independent, locally rooted cinema during an era when few women had access to such roles. It also captures a particular cultural moment in Australia, when the memory of the First World War loomed large and artistic works sought to grapple with its consequences. While audiences today may never see 2 Minute Silence, its story continues to be pieced together by historians and film scholars, preserving at least the memory of what it once meant to those who saw it and those who made it.